After the Football Game by Purple Hubcap. We had attended a high school football game in a town about 20 miles from our home. We were now driving back, cruising comfortably on the freeway in the warm autumn night. It had been a nice evening so far, and the night was still young. As I do whenever I'm anticipating a little action, I was not wearing a bra that night. I know he likes it that way. I was wearing a sweater that concealed my condition well, but he knew. As we exited the freeway, he reached over and gently stroked my breast through the sweater. I tingled with anticipation. The last few miles into our hometown are on a dark stretch of highway with little traffic. As we were passing the last streetlight, he shyly asked, "How about one of your great blowjobs?" I was happy to oblige. Remember bench seats? This would be almost impossible in the cars we drive today. He slid the seat back, and I unzipped his pants. He shimmied out of his pants, and his fully erect cock sprang free. "Is this what you want?" I asked, as I started to lick and kiss the tip. "Yes, yes, oh yes, suck my cock," he gasped. I took his cock fully into my mouth as far as I could, loving the velvety smooth feel. As he slowly and carefully drove, I lovingly sucked, twirling my tongue. His moans were turning me on too. I used one hand to gently stroke his balls, evoking even more appreciative moans. I started to pick up the pace as I could tell he was getting close. I can always tell when he's about to come. When he's close, I like to ease up a bit and then go faster again. He was gasping and moaning, and I was enjoying giving him this pleasure. He gasped, "I'm going to come if you keep this up." That was my cue. I sucked hard, stroking him with my hand while I used my tongue to increase his pleasure. He soon was coming in my mouth, and I was swallowing it all. I kept my mouth firmly around his cock until the spasm stopped and he relaxed. I sat up and enjoyed the look of pleasure on his face. We continued on to our home. We had been married for 3 years when this happened, and I was the English teacher at the local high school. Today, we have been married for 45 years, and we still enjoy what happens after the football games.